Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. I've long heard the line used when ordering fast food, "Would you like fries with that?" Lately, that often used question should be changed to, "Can you afford fries with that?" The cost of everything seems to be increasing, and nearly every time you turn around, some other fee or tax out of nowhere is attacking a person's pocketbook. The recent government political circus was absolutely disgusting. The ending of the quote-unquote crisis was even worse because of the political payoffs inserted into the final agreement. Can't we elect people with integrity? The recent government shutdown borrowed money from my granddaughter, my daughter, and my granddaughter's daughter. As it turned out, the debt ceiling was broken sometime in July, and bureaucrats manipulated the process for political advantage into October. Taxpayers paid nearly a three-week vacation for 70% of the federal workforce, and the veterans who secured our freedom were discriminated against by the very government they offered their lives to defend. I remember the Thomas Jefferson quote, "It's incumbent upon every generation to pay its own debts as it goes," a principle which, if acted on, would save on half of the world wars. We have long abandoned the principle of paying our own way. Today's entitlement class is truly a cancer on American prosperity. Going back to the question, "Would you like fries with that?" I hear in the news more and more about people who are answering that question, "Yeah, I want fries with that. I also want a drink and dessert, and you need to give it to me for free because I don't have any money." I have a friend who owns a fast food restaurant. For many years, he had given free food to a street person. The street person was disabled and each day made his way into the restaurant to eat at my friend's restaurant. One day, a lawyer showed up and served my friend with a lawsuit because of his business, and because his business was not compliant with all the ADA requirements specifically matched to that homeless person. The suit was filed on behalf of the man who had been eating the free food off my friend for years. My friend, least to say, paid the sales settlement and modified his business. Shortly after the settlement, the street person reappeared. You guessed it. He was there for his free food handout. My friend explained to the street person what his actions cost, and they cost a great deal of money in settlement, legal fees, and construction. The homeless person was shocked. He thought the suit would be paid by the big corporation. My friend explained that it was his franchise and not owned by the corporation, and the settlement came directly out of his pocket. What a way to thank a person who had fed you for years. How much longer can we afford the freeloader and entitlement junkies that now make up 50% of our population? Can we really afford fries with that? This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.